the first use of kindness. It's only a 30 minutes meditation. But see if you can, at the very beginning, arrange your body so it's at ease. You care for your body. So in order to give it the most comfortable posture, you ask your body how it feels. You don't assume. You ask. You ask your legs to begin with. How are your legs? If you need to adjust those legs, even slightly, it can help. At the very least, it shows that you care. People have trouble with their knees. Adjust the knees. If you can't adjust them by changing their position, just putting your mindfulness on those knees and wishing them well, giving them kindness. Knees, may you be happy and well. And if your mindfulness is strong enough, you can even relax those knees. Even just imagine those knees soaking in a warm bath of warm water, and aches and pains, tensions being released. The same with your butt and your torso. This body with all its organs. Some have been serving you for so many years. They do a pretty good job. Not perfect, because nothing in life is perfect. It's more than good enough. Thank you, torso. Thank you, heart. Thank you, lungs. Thank you, stomach and all the digestive tract. Thank you, all the blood vessels and the bones. As gratitude and kindness come together, and your arms and hands and fingers, you do so much work with your fingers. Be kind to them. Relax them. In this moment I can feel both arms and hands. That's what I center my attention on. And relax everything to the max. Everything is feeling loose, free, open. Same with my shoulders. There can be a lot of tightness, tension in one's shoulders. If we learn how just to let things be, the shoulders kind of open up. The tightness disappears. And ease comes back into the shoulders. You may not even have needed to move those shoulders, but you are willing to do so. That's the most important. Your care was very strong. And then you look at your head on top of your neck and the muscles in the face. Are there any signs that the muscles are tight around the eyes or the cheeks or the mouth? It's not that hard to relax those muscles. When you relax those muscles, you are softening the emotions which cause that tension. Little by little, you are relaxing the body part by part until you can go into the whole body. Relax it so deeply. It all feels at ease. Some of the kindest things you can do to your body is to give it peace. And then we come to our mind inside the body. Are you peaceful or are you agitated? Are you thinking a lot or are you just happily just being here? Which feels more pleasant? Just indulging in the peace of the mind. It's a worthwhile thing to do. You notice that peace. And you allow your attention to sit on it, as it were, to focus on it, to stay there. Just experiencing, in whatever way you can, peace and stillness. And when it comes to developing loving kindness, I like to compare metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha, whatever you wish to call them, as like a warm fire. A fire which can protect you, keep you healthy, and give you the warmth in the cold days and nights of your lives. And a fire, you cannot start a fire just by striking a match on a log of wood. You start with something which easily takes the flame, a piece of paper. And then you add little twigs, and bigger twigs, and bigger pieces of wood. When the flames are very strong, then you can add even the wet, big logs. They take the flame as well. You have to start with the simple stuff. And I like to start with an imaginary object, because I can make that imaginary object whatever I like. And I usually choose a little kitten. I already mentioned I have an affinity for little kittens, cats. When I say then, imagine a kitten or a cat, you don't need to imagine what I imagine. Imagine a little puppy or a dog or a rabbit. Or as one person once did years ago, they imagined a flower in a flower pot which they kept on their balcony in Sydney. And they imagined caring for it. The flower needs that care and that kindness, otherwise it won't survive. But I imagine my little kitten like I'm walking through the forest one day and I hear something meowing at me. And I follow it to its source. And all I can see in the hollow of a log in the forest, an old piece of timber which has fallen down, all I can see is two eyes. The rest is dark. Two eyes staring at me. And I can see in those eyes a combination of hope and terror. I don't know exactly what it is first, but I'm drawn to those eyes. I go close and realize it's a little kitten. A kitten has been born into this wood, into the forest. And it's had such a difficult time so far in its life. That's why it's terrorized the people. But it also needs someone to feed it, protect it, care for it in the first weeks of its life. Everyone is trusted so far has let this little kitten down. And that hurts. But the need to be fed, looked after, is what motivates that little kitten, despite her fear, to poke her head a little bit further out from the piece of hollow timber. And I can start to see this kitten's head and start to see that while most cats, their fur is so clean, this one, it's all knotted and dirty. And I can see those spots of dark red, almost black. The scabs is being bitten, scratched. And no one has been there to care for it. That little kitten must have had so much pain and disappointment, even though it's only been in the world a few days. And my compassion, kindness, just, I can't resist that little kitten. I just put out my hand and stretch it slowly towards that little kitten. Dear little kitten, I will never, ever harm you. Even though I'm a monk, I will find food for you, a place for you to stay, protect you, and just enjoy watching you grow. I won't own you. My job is to serve you. There's something when you say that, keeping eye contact, there's something which actually gets past the fear of the little kitten and extends its head out a little bit further. And I can see from its eyes the changes. The hope is getting stronger than the fear. The trust is starting to manifest. And I put my hands further in until I can touch the kitten's fur. It lets me do that. And as I touch it, I don't harm it or hurt it. So it trusts me even more and comes out further. And I can now see and feel. Just the body's hardly got much flesh on it at all. It must be so hungry. The fur is just being, the bones are poking up. And this is hardly any body to the kitten at all, just bones and fur and hunger and loneliness. I so carefully just pick up that kitten with my hand. It's tiny, the kitten, but it lets me pick it up. I could harm it so easily, but I would never do that. And I bring it to my chest. This little kitten, all fur and bone, a little tail and paws and a head, with its big ears. I hold it next to my chest. Don't care if it's dirty or if it's small. I hold it so gently and I warm its body with the warmth of my body. But it's not just warmth which I'm giving it. I imagine this loving kindness in my chest above the heart, soaking into the little kitten's flesh. As I bathe it with my own loving kindness, I don't bother about cleaning its wounds or giving it a wash or getting rid of its smell or whatever. I just want to care for it. I care for it as much as I can, focusing, drenching it with my loving kindness, my imaginary little kitten. As I do this, I notice in that area above my chest, just being touched now by that imaginary kitten. Imagine that area getting very tender. It's like it's, I can touch it, I can feel it. The area is building up with loving kindness and how it manifests in the skin and flesh above my heart. I just drench that kitten, starting in the middle of its tummy, going to its edge of its tail and down to its back paws, front paws, front part of its body, the head and the whiskers and the ears, and the eyes are now closed. It trusts me. As I'm holding it, it takes asleep. It trusts me enough and close its eyes and doze off. I can hear it kind of purring. Maybe the first time it's purred in its whole life. Knowing it's safe. It's got a protector. And as it allows me, I get so much more happiness and joy. I give more loving kindness to this poor little kitten. All its wounds and its dirty, tangled fur, it will be fed afterwards. It will be cleaned. But the most important thing is to know it's loved and cared for and protected. In this world, there's many people too busy to care. But I'm going to take time for this one. As I hold it, I notice a feeling in my chest. It gets warmer and softer as I can feel loving kindness starting to grow. This is just lighting the fire with paper. Now I'm going to put on some little kindling, little sticks of wood. And to do that, it's like I change the image of my mind from this little kitten, who's safe now, to one of the people I know in my life. Maybe your closest friend. If you are a lay person, maybe your husband, wife, parent, child, or lover, whoever that is. Just imagine they're right in front of you now. Visualize them as best you can. And as you're visualizing them, imagining them, realize that they need that kindness, that care, that protection, that forgiveness, as much as the little abandoned kitten did. They may be powerful, strong, no illnesses manifest there, but they are subject to illness, subject to disappointment, subject to tears. So you give them your kindness as much as you possibly can. In your imagination, imagine putting your arms around them and bringing them close to your chest. Say, the door of my heart's open to you, best friend. Whatever you need, wherever you go, always know that I'm with you, caring for you, looking after you, serving you. As you give this amazing loving kindness, the best friend in life. And as you give it, you can imagine their eyes softening. Even their body language tells you that they were afraid, on edge, protective. But now, because of your loving kindness, they feel safe. Safe enough to relax and be at ease. And you too feel that as well. And the air around my chest is tingling now. So I give loving kindness to others. It affects me. Some of that loving kindness comes straight back into me. And I notice the physical feeling, which always tends to come up when I give loving kindness. It's a beautiful feeling in my own chest, and it's already spread into other parts of my body. But you're focusing on this, your best friend in life, right now. May you be happy and well. I know mind has power. Wishes actually do influence life. So I'm giving you all the energy for your health and well-being. All this of the power of the meditation you've been doing over the last 9 days. Take that power and blast away any sickness, depressions, any other problems they're experiencing in life. No, you never experienced those problems alone. There's even people you never met before in this room. Friends of friends who are now wishing you well, wishing you happiness, well-being, contentment, joy and laughter. Some people haven't experienced laughter for such a while because they've been afraid. Wars have been going on around them. Disasters, lack of work, sicknesses. You are now giving your pure energy after so many days of meditation to them. Now, without opening your eyes, imagine all the people in this room. The nuns and the monks, all the lay people, the meditators, the staff, everybody. Imagine just how similar we all are. Underneath this, our blood is all red, our bones are white, our tears are salty, our laughter is contagious. And give your loving kindness, share it with everybody in this room. As if you can imagine these golden rays of light coming out from your chest, going into everybody, every person in this room. My energy is your energy. My love is your love. My kindness is there, not to criticize, but to heal, to give safety and peace and confidence to everyone in this room. Even parts of your body which might be sick. We all come together, combining our power to heal that. Mind energy does have power, it can heal, it does heal, I've seen it. And now, all of our energy together, to everyone in this room, healing, growing, relaxing so much into the power of kindness that diseases, bacteria, viruses, they just have to become quiet and disappear. And hopefully you could feel that in your body. All the people in this room giving this incredible loving kindness to you. I feel it in my body. Relaxing, being at ease. Some of the feelings and sensations you may not have ever had before. They feel good. They feel pure. They feel healing. Where they come from each one of us. May I, may you, everyone in this room, be happy and well. And then you send the loving kindness further. When it gets really strong, it is like a light, a golden radiance, which brick walls or tin roofs cannot hold it. They cannot contain it. It bursts through and goes to all the other people in this compound. All the little millipedes, the ants, the mice, all the animals which live in this forest. May you all be happy and well. Little scorpions, they're just doing what scorpions do, looking for something to eat. They don't harm or hurt you. All the birds in the sky, all the little animals which crawl under the earth of jhana growth, the little dugites, it's actually quite big. May you all be happy and well. May you receive our kindness, not our fear. Just like you gave that kindness to that little kitten. May all the beings in jhana growth, beings of the air, beings underground, beings who walk on the ground, big beings like human beings, all the people who visit to come and bring their food to feed us. May all those beings receive our gratitude, our kindness, our love, our wishings of good health and peace. However you imagine it, I like this blast of golden light going through all the corners of this room and further to the person in those cars driving past. The people up in the prison, 6 kilometers away, to all my friends in Bodhinyana Monastery. Send it wider. Imagine this golden light, healing, kindness, beautiful, irresistible, just spreading over the whole of the countryside. All of the animals in the farms, all the people, all the people in the forests and the animals in the forests, all the kangaroos and parrots at Bodhinyana Monastery and kookaburras and every other little animal who enjoys the feast there every lunchtime. This golden light goes further to the whole city of Perth. Top to bottom, it always grows bigger. So the loving kindness is up to it to spread to all parts of Perth and Rockingham and Manjuru and Bunbury and the south and wherever you come from. Let that loving kindness bathe that area, not just your loved ones, but your neighbours and everybody else in that area. Until you can feel this loving kindness, golden light of power and forgiveness and beauty going over the whole of Western Australia. There are people from Sydney and Melbourne and Queensland and Adelaide, all of South Australia. Northern Territory as well, probably in Tassie. The whole of Australia. Doesn't matter if you like that person, you don't like that person. They all need that loving kindness. Send it to everybody. Beautiful, healing, trusting. May all people in this country be well and happy, free from fear, and have this beautiful well-wishing for others that we give to you. And then go further. Go further over the oceans. Not the oceans which divide us, the oceans which connect us. Over to Indonesia, our closest. Over to New Zealand and to Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand. Over to India, all your relations and friends, Burma, over to Russia and the Ukraine, over to Central Asia, the Middle East. It's like this golden light just spreading, healing, cooling, warming people's hearts, taking away feelings of revenge, instead of giving peace, comfort, well-wishing, and friendship, even though you've never met, even though you can't understand their language or their culture, still we can give loving kindness to all beings, human beings and animals, of the air, of the sky, underground, and on the land. May all beings be well and happy. As it goes further down to Africa, and Europe, Northern Europe, and West Europe, over to the Americas, Canada, United States, Mexico, Central and South America, over the whole world, whole globe, China and Japan. May all beings be healed by the power of loving kindness. May we care for one another as we need to do, just as we need, or I needed to care for that little kitten. As this golden light goes everywhere, healing, protecting. Then you realize there's one person you've left out. You. Imagine you're standing in front of a full-length mirror, looking at yourself. This being who bears your name. This being, wherever you go, you take you with you. Care for you. Care for yourself. As you look at this being, you've worked so hard. You feel disappointed so many times. You've also been successful and you've given all the people from whatever role who's given on this retreat, from the managers, the cooks, the teachers, and all you, the little helpers, what a wonderful thing which you've done. And now you're giving this kindness to you. You deserve it. May I be kind to myself. I not be so critical of all the mistakes I make. Mistakes are where I learn. May I be at peace, happy, healthy. May I receive my own love. Give yourself that permission. How do you feel? Imagine that golden light coming from you, going right up and down your body, healing, soothing, warming, freeing. It's not just the wish, may I be happy and well. Be happy and well. Be free from criticism. Be wise enough to realize that whatever you think you are, you're a tree which belongs in the forest, as beautiful as every other one. You're welcome, you belong. You're growing. And just be peaceful with that for a minute. And now, time to bring the light of that loving kindness, that golden light which spread over the whole world. Bring it in. Draw it back, but leave the warmth out there. Just bring in the light. As it focuses, withdraws back, you know, into Australia, into Western Australia, into Bodhinyana Monastery or Jhana Grove, into this hall, into your body, into your heart. And imagine it like this really intense ball of golden love and kindness, and hovering above your heart. Imagine your heart like an open white lotus. And as it hovers just over the center of that pure lotus flower, imagine the petals slowly closing up to guard that seed of loving kindness for the next time you need to open your heart and share it. Please keep your eyes closed. I will now give you the final blessing.
Sabbuddhanubhavena sabbadhammanubhavena sabbasanghanubhavena buddha-ratanam dhamma-ratanam sangha-ratanam tinnang ratananang anubhavena caturasiti sahasa dhammakandanubhavena pitakatayanubhavena jinasavakanubhavena sabbe te roga, sabbe te bhaya, sabbe te antaraya, sabbe te upadava, sabbe te dunimitta, sabbe te avamangala vinasantu ayuvadako, dhanavadako, yasavadako, balavadako, vanavadako, sukhavadako, hotu sabada, dukha roga bhaya vera, sokha satu chupadava, aneka antaraya piwina santu chateja sajaya sididanang labang soti bhagayang sukang balang siri ayu cha wano cha bogang wudi cha yasawa Satava sacha ayu cha jiva siddhi bhavantu te.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So the retreat is now... Is it over? It's not quite the right word, is it? But the formal part of the retreat is over now. So please help us clean up. So if you haven't already, please talk to one another, wish each other well. And again, thank you for all of the amazing service which has been done on this retreat. All the people who organised it, looked after it, and now all the people cleaning up. Amazing job. And of course for me, thank you all. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Ooh.